Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
Mine is Tony Hearn.
And do you know what? This is something that happens to so many people, and so many people in bands, and so many people these days, and I'm just going to let you hear it. This is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. This is Living with Mum and Dad. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. I've got their latest album right here. It's their second album. It's called Dirty Rock and Roll, and the track's called Living with Mum and Dad. It's track three off the album, which is absolutely brilliant, by the way. And they're a great live act as well. And hello to Filthy Jake, Filthy Ants and Puss, who are the triumvirate that make up the band. We've got another three... Actually, yeah, at least one more three-piece playing. I'm just looking down here. I've got at least two more three-piece bands this week rocking out and making a load of noise. Absolutely brilliant. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' website?
DirtyJohnsonsMusic.com?
No, it's TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Probably the internet one, Tony Neil. And as I say, that album is called Dirty Rock and Roll, and that track is called Living with Mum and Dad, which... was described to me by Dirty Jake from the band as being a classic three-chord trick. And it is, and it's great live. It had everyone jumping about at Inkfest. If you get a chance to go and see them, do. Now, I've got more additional material here than I'm actually going to read out. I'm going to save a bit for the second section. So we're going to save what I'm going to describe as Eric's greatness.
Okay.
Until after this. First up, we have both a poetry corner and a joke for Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what, guess who, Joni H. Jizz did. I'm so glad that Joni H. Jizz is back. Here goes with her now weekly, I think it's 3 weeks in a row she's done one of these, and I have a question for you after this as well. So it starts in the usual way. Hey P&T, it's time for your mighty podcasting venture. How I love claiming my punky debenture. So play me great tunes, then both of you loons can naff off to the gent's wrist adventure.
Nice.
A gent's wrist adventure, I like that. And that's from Joni H. Jizz, the Arkansas aileron agitator.
Okay.
Now, do you know what an aileron is?
Is this something to do with a plane?
It is. But what does it do with the plane?
Is it like a rudder or something?
No, nearly. It's wing flaps. It's flaps. Joni Hayes Tears, you're so inventive.
Gosh, Arkansas, she's a genius.
The Arkansas flaps agitator, she's basically there. She's a flap botherer.
Excellent.
Absolutely brilliant. So that's that. Thank you so much, Joni. I look forward to hearing from you. I'd love to meet her one day.
Yeah?
I'd love to meet all of the people that listen to Punky Radio, but do you know the one in particular that I'd like to sit down and have a beer with one day is Joni Hayes Tears.
That would be great. You don't even know where she's from. We don't even know what continent she's from.
As long as she brought someone along who didn't.
Yeah.
Now, also, another regular contributor, Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. He's been coming in with a few jokes.
Yep.
If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio, tighten your email, comedy suburbs. That's what Glumbongo did. Here goes. Watch it, Paul. So my mate Dave says to me, do you want to hear a really good Batman impression? I say, go on then. At the top of his lungs, he screams, not the Kryptonite. I say, that's Superman. He goes, thanks, I've been practicing. Very nice indeed. Right, nice. Next track coming up here. What we've got here, we've got a bit of Bother Boy coming up here, Tone.
Okay.
A little bit of Bother Boy from a band called The Terraces. This came through from Simon Knott, and Simon says, hello, Simon. This band are from England and Australia, from what I can gather, but they are primarily an Australian band, I think. What I want to know is, they're a band called The Terraces. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
TheTerraces.com.au?
No, good idea. TheTerracesAU.com.
Oh.
Cheeky.
Isn't it?
Very, very cheeky indeed. They don't look like a cheeky band. They look like the kind of band that are going to punch you in the face if you don't dance to every song they play. Let's see what you think of this. This is Who You Looking At?
Looking at me, and I said, hey, hey, hey.
listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Terriers. Who are you looking at? I think we can safely say that their gigs would be an event. If you get the chance to go and see them, do go and see them. And that is from a new, I can't remember if it's a new album or new EP, but it's out right now. So do check that out, theterriersau.com. Now then, have you got any Facebook for us?
I don't.
Oh dear. Explain.
Yeah, it's been very quiet this week. I don't know what's going on. Facebook has been very quiet this week. So please do leave a comment. Otherwise, we can't read them out. And everyone's on Facebook. You've got no excuses. Just go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment. Simple as that.
Yeah, it is as simple as that. And really, that's great. You're all on it all the time. Do something about it.
Exactly.
So what have you got instead?
Well, in replacement, we do actually have an iTunes review. So
let's hear
people
it.
Do listen. Thank you very much. I'm reading the US iTunes reviews. I've not checked the UK.
I haven't checked the UK, actually. I will do that and see if because they are really important. Why is that, Tony?
They are, because the few reviews help move us up the featured rankings. And literally, in a couple do make a difference. So please do so. It helps us out, gets us more listeners, and more people listen to music and hopefully listen and support the bands. So do that. So on the US one, we've got one. But I think we only read it out a couple months ago. He says, uniting fans and bands across the lands indeed. Welcome to the Encyclopedia of Punky Radio, an extensive assortment of authentic punk, garage, rockabilly, psychabilly, ska, comedic tunes, and whatever else they feel like playing. Based in the UK, you can also listen to bands from the US, Canada, Australia, Finland, Ecuador, Puerto Rico, and all over this crazy world. Building a community of like-minded rockers, they accept a weekly poem, joke, and of course, the very original is a twat. What's that all about, you say? Well, sir, listen to the show and find out for yourself. Enjoy, and that's from Fry the Sith Guy.
Thank you very much, Fry the Sith Guy. That is pretty much everything we've ever done.
Exactly.
In one comment.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Superb. Thank you so much. And if you can write a review for us, it is very much appreciated. It will be read out on the show at some point. And if we move up the features rankings, it's not for our own benefit. If we move up, more people listen to the show. If more people listen to the show, more people hear the music, more people buy the music, and that's what we're all about.
Exactly. It is not for us.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
Selfless. Yeah. We get nothing out of it. We could be number one, we'd get nothing out of it. Right, I've got another song for you now, Tom.
Okay.
Oh, no, I haven't. I've got Eric's Greatness. Let's do Eric's Greatness.
Okay.
Now, God loves a trier, doesn't he, Tony?
He does, yes.
And a few weeks back, Eric sent me an Is a Twat, got it all wrong, and almost got twatted himself, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. So anyway, so what he sent you this time is, which he sent to you, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, so I hope this time I emailed the right person. Last time I sent Paul a twat and almost got twatted myself. Here we go, joke time. So he sent you a joke. Still got it the wrong way around, but anyway, it's worth it. So I've got this friend that's been dating a Thai girl for the last 6 months. They started having sex about 3 months into the relationship. That wouldn't happen in England, by the way, Tony.
No.
Wait 3 months. Well, Victorian. I'll start again. I've got this friend that's been dating a Thai girl for the last 6 months. They started having sex about 3 months into the relationship. Something strange happened to him. After they were done having sex, his Thai girlfriend started stroking his cock, almost petting it. Well, this went on for a while. Sex, then the petting. So one night, my friend got the courage to ask his girl, "Why do you pet my cock each time after we've had sex?" And she replied, "Well, I miss mine."
Nice.
You guys keep up the good work. Thank you, Eric. You start paying attention, Eric. Here's a band that always pays attention.
Yes.
Well, they don't, actually. If there's one band that doesn't pay attention, it's this band. They're a band from Copenhagen, Denmark, where I was last week. I'll tell you about my Scandinavian excursion after we've heard this. This is a band called De Hoyella, who I absolutely love, and it's from an album called Mum Till Mums, which is out right now, and this is Unshield for Megan. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was De Hoya Hella and a track, I believe, which is pronounced Unskilled for Megget or something like that. It's probably not quite a sing-song as that, because apparently, while the Norwegians sound like... Norwegians? While the Norwegians sound like they're singing and the Swedish sound like they're singing in a slightly dirty way, the Danish do apparently sound a bit like they have a bit of potato in their mouth. And everybody in Scandinavia tells me that. And they are great. And actually, I do have to say that when I met them over a few days at a music festival in Sardinia, Mira, the bass player, did destroy my trousers.
Right.
I'm never going to forgive him for that. Now then, what I want to know is, Tony, what is De Hoya Hella's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ DeHojaHelle?
No, HALE.
Oh,
you're getting closer. Probably be an internet team, Tony. One. If you type in De Hoya Hella to the internet, you'll find their Facebook very quickly. If you type in DeHojaHelle, you will find them straight away. So even though you don't get the point, Tony, good effort. We did play a track with them last week. We won't be playing one next week, because we're not going to do 3 weeks in a row with the same band, but I just wanted to play another track of that new album. I just really like it. I like bands that sing in their own language.
Yeah.
I do like that. I think it just makes everything a bit more individual and interesting, and helps us all to... brings us all together as we understand the differences around the world, and the fact that everything doesn't have to be in English, and if more English people understood that, they might embrace language a bit more than they do.
Yeah.
Soapbox over. Did you do anything last week?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah, we did. We went out.
Well, look, Tony, how conversations go is one person asks you only a question, the other one tells them what happened. So yeah. Where did you go?
We went to see a comedy act.
Blimey.
I know. We went to see Bill Bailey.
Oh, brilliant.
On Friday. No, Friday or Saturday, I can't remember which. Yeah. But yeah, it was really good. He's touring at the minute. We bought the tickets like 6 months ago, forgot about it. And yeah, and it was last week.
Is it a themed show or is it just a load of fun?
It was called Qualm Peddler. Right. And it was pretty much, I think, the first half was stand up and the second half was basically musical based.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty much what he normally does. I don't think there was any major theme. But it's quite political in places, actually. Mm. But he's such a good musician, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's an amazing musician, isn't he? Absolutely brilliant.
He did it Metallica as well. We just there's an Enter Sandman on horns. Which is great. But yeah, no, brilliant. Really enjoyed it. And yeah, that was it. That was all.
He once invited me to a party.
Did he?
Yeah. Nice bloke, Bill Bailey. Very nice bloke.
He seems it.
Right, so is that it, or have you got anything else you're going to suddenly remember?
No, that's it. Apart from that, I've got toothache, so that's the reason I'm a bit slow. I've took a big load of painkillers before the show.
And yeah, you really have said this at the start, didn't you?
This show
survives. It isn't just the listeners that need painkillers. It's us as well. I went to Scandinavia last week. I flew to Copenhagen last Wednesday. I'm just going to run through this a bit. Flew to Copenhagen last Wednesday, did the first show of a new season at Bar 7, thanks to everyone who came along to that show. And we went out and had a right laugh afterwards. And a woman I met there is Danish, from Christiania. And I asked her a question from when I was on stage, and she's in the crowd. And she answered in what appeared to be at least strangely Caribbean accent. You know, I'm Ting, you know, all that, right? And I went, where are you from? She went, Denmark. I went, all right. Found out afterwards that for the last 27 years, she's been going on holiday to Trinidad and Tobago and has learned English with a Caribbean accent.
Oh, my.
She sounds utterly bizarre. Great fun. Wish I could remember her name. So, anyway, I went out with a beer with her afterwards because I just, how could I not? Actually, I'm not going to do the whole of Scandinavia. I am just going to tell this bit because something very funny happened. Because she introduced me to this guy. She was an older lady. I think she's 57. And she introduced me to this guy in one bar who was older than her, a guy called Matty. And he was Canadian-German. His dad was German. But listen to this for a story. We sit down. He buys me a drink because he's all keen to tell me the story. I said, so how come you ended up in Canada? He goes, well, my dad was in the Luftwaffe. No, not the Luftwaffe, the German Navy. But he was a pilot for the German Navy. And in 1944, it was revealed that he had a Jewish wife. So the Nazi party said to him that he had to either get rid of the wife or lose the job as a pilot. So what he did was he nicked a plane, a single-seat plane, sat on his lap with the intention of getting to Iceland, right?
Okay.
But he ran out of petrol over Ireland, right? And had to land the plane in what he described as the only farm in Southern Ireland that wasn't friendly to the Germans. Because, you know, the Irish were basically on the side of the Germans in the Second World War.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, they keep that quiet. Right. And he managed to find a field that was a British sympathiser. So it gave him hell for ages. But anyway, he was all right, and he got some gas. And he eventually flew the plane all the way to Canada, where he settled in Regina, Saskatchewan, and had Matty. And Matty grew up in an almost entirely German colony within Canada. Didn't learn English very well at all. Eventually moved further west to Selma, British Columbia, where he moved in next door to Willie Nelson and became mates with Willie Nelson.
Wow.
He's got a house there. This guy's a jazz musician primarily, but played bass with Willie Nelson and then still didn't speak very much English until he came back to Copenhagen, or back to Europe, settled in Copenhagen not so long ago, where he learned English. Oh, that's an amazing story. You should make a film out of that. That's incredible. He went, yeah, it's all good. Then he bought me a drink. He was going, look, I'd just like to buy an English guy a drink because it's always nice to see you guys. I went, great. Anyway, me and the woman with the Trinidad and Tobago accent, whose name I can't remember, we walk out of the bar and I went, what an amazing story. She said, yeah, and it was all bullshit and ting. It's a complete load of rubbish. She said, oh, except for the Willie Nelson bit. He has played bass with him. The most amazing bit of the whole thing was true, but all the bit about his dad on the plane, apparently, was a load of bollocks. Got me going, and I imagine he got you going as well. Yeah. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
These are two from the vaults. I was going through my Punky Radio CD cupboard, which is extensive, and spotted a band called The Rockets, who we haven't played for years. And I went on Facebook, and there it was. They're doing a tour of Europe.
Oh, right, okay.
Starting the end of this month. They go mainly around sort of Central Europe. They seem to be going to Czech Republic, Hungary, Austria, Germany type stuff. But they are adding more dates. They're a great band live. I had the pleasure of meeting them in Los Angeles at a club called The Key Club in, I don't know when, 2008, 2009? Sometime around then.
Okay.
Absolutely great band. Doc Mates with Tony, the lead singer. And they gave me this album, and I just have to say, absolutely brilliant album. And this is a great track off it. Stay tuned for Punky Radio Legends, of which I'll tell you about Archie Verthers. But what is The Rockets' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Rockets.
How are you spelling Rockets?
With a Z at the end?
It is indeed. Facebook.com/THERICKETZ. Probably an internet two. Tony two, is that right?
Yeah.
No, you've got them all wrong, haven't you?
I didn't get the terraces right, did I? No, I didn't. Yeah, 1-3-1 then.
3-1. Tony, if you like the way you rock, baby, you're gonna dig the way I roll.
As a possum's ass in pokeberry season. Cause I'm well connected. Say I'm well connected. Cause I'm well connected. Cause I'm well connected. Cause I'm well connected. Well connected. Well connected. Well connected with the world.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sweatmaster. Who else? And a track of their first album. The album was called Sharp Cut, and that track obviously was called Because I'm Well Connected. Well Connected. Sweatmaster aren't going anymore, Tony.
No, they're not.
Split up. Originally from Turku, Finland. We championed this band for years, didn't we?
Yeah. Pre-punky? I don't know.
I think I was already into them pre-punky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we just absolutely loved this band. And then I actually went to the trouble to go and... I flew all the way to Holland just to see them. Yeah. I was such a fan. Great bunch of guys as well. Really, really nice guys. Sorely missed. Brought out 4 albums, various EPs and things as well. What do you think would be a good way to find out about them?
Ooh. I can't remember which label they were on. I assume the label website.
Well, they were on different labels as well. They were on Balafro, and then they were on Full Steam. But no, basically, Tony, if you just type in Sweatmaster Band into Google, you'll find something. I'll give you the point because...
It was sweatmaster.net was the website.
It was sweatmaster.net, so there's another reason for the point, but sadly, that website is no more. So the band were... It's hard to say are or were because music is timeless, Tony. The band are great. But they don't physically exist anymore. But they are great. They exist forever on the internet, don't they?
Exactly. If someone finds it now, it's new to everybody, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. You can still suddenly fall in love with a band at any point and buy their stuff. The stuff is still available. So go for it. Get in a Sweatmaster. Truly great band. And should you be needing some cigarettes, you could always get your white Marlboros from the kiosk. Kiosk! Anyway, Tony T, Paul of the Internet 3. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Thought I'd sing it a bit different this week.
It's nice. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still where it was last week, I imagine. We're going to do Friday to Sunday. There is something on Sunday, so that's great. But as always, most nights to be honest with you, there's something on, so we only read the weekends out. But if you're stuck for something midweek, Denmark Street is the place to be. So this Friday, the 27th, Holloway Jug Band, Fuzzy Brown, the Ros Bruce Infusion, August and After, and a late set from Burning Condors. It's a Juanita Moonshine promotion.
It'll be fun and games.
Exactly.
It will be fun.
And who doesn't love Burning Condors?
Exactly.
How much do you think that would be?
It's almost as good as deep frying penguins.
Exactly. How much do you think?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, 28th. The Deets. She Uses Psychiatrists. That's two different bands. Proud City Fathers. Johnny Revolt in the Rebellion. And a late set from Viva Las Vegas. It's a London Calling night.
I was about to say, is that a London Calling night?
It certainly is. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
I think it'll be brilliant as well. I've got to get down to one of these London Calling nights, you know. I really, really like the lineups.
They're always good. Sunday night, finally, Attitude and Waco and more to be announced. Sunday evening, anything could happen.
Fiver.
It is.
Oh, very good. 6-6-5, six, both across the road from the Number of the Beast.
Exactly.
Hope he gets a good view.
That's it.
However, that's not the end of it.
Okay.
That's not the end of it, because I've got a little gig. Actually, just the other side of Tottenham Court Road, a little bit further up the road, is a pub called The Spice of Life, where I had previously seen The Jewel. It's a famous old punk pub. It doesn't look like a punk pub, but they've got a downstairs bit that's punk rock crazy. And a band called 8 Rounds Rapid are playing there.
Okay.
This Friday, the 27th. So should you want to go to more than one venue in that area, why not do both? Because it won't be very much to get in. And I'm not sure when they're on, but it should be fairly easy to find out. You can maybe go to one of those events and go to this one as well if you wanted to, because the 12 bowl always runs very late and the Spice of Life doesn't. So eight rounds rapid will, I imagine, be on way before 11 o'clock, so you could go down Denmark Street after that to the 12 bowl if you wanted to. I think you're going to like this, Tony. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
What I want to know is, what is eight rounds rapid's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/8roundsrapid.
No, SoundCloud.com/8-rounds-rapid or 8-rounds-rapid. Paul of the Insect 4, Tony 2, this is Right About. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was eight rounds rapid and right about now. I think it's all problem. It's not that sort of right about. It's right about, not right about.
Right.
Not just about now. It's right about, as you just heard. So, are you doing anything this week?
No. No.
You did that exactly... like in a show called Animal Crackers.
Okay.
Bungle Rory's Sandman Boots, which was a late 70s kids show. There was a bit on it, Gabriel and his amazing animal band or something. I think it was Animal Crackers. And they asked him what sort of milkshake he was going to have. He goes, I can't decide. And the hippos would go, is it strawberry flavour? And they go, no. Is it chocolate flavour? Is it raspberry flavour? And he go, strawberry flavour. And yes, that was someone texting me.
Nice.
If you heard that. Excellent. I'll check that out a bit.
Very well timed.
Right, an ex-girlfriend, actually.
Oh, excellent.
For many years ago. No, she's now in marketing, and we're having a meeting about her possibly marketing my gigs in the local area. So it's not like that. It's not funny stuff. Before you get worried, Tone, that I'm getting back with old girlfriends.
Yeah. It's just that's just not on.
I probably didn't need to tell you any of that, did I?
You probably could have switched on the carpet. You could have just said it was some advertising campaign or what you've mentioned at all.
It makes for being part of a busy Thursday, because I've got a meeting with her at 11 a.m, Tony.
Really?
That's right, the morning, in a cafe in Letchworth. Then after that, I'll be driving down to Legoland for my latest storytelling consultancy. That is my favourite job in the world. And then I'll be driving back from there, and I've got a meeting with a new venue in Bulldog, where one of my gigs is. Bulldog Town Hall is finally about to be refurbished and opened again, and everyone in Bulldog, we're all interested in moving thing down there at some point, so I'm going to go and have a look on Thursday night. So that's Thursday. Friday night, Tony, I'm doing a gig at Frimley Green. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Lakeside from Frimley Green, the darts. You know the darts? It's down there, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's Lakeside at Frimley Green, 180.
Excellent.
And they've got a new stand-up comedy show, and I'm doing it. This Friday, Saturday night, perhaps of more interest to you guys, is Letchworth Arts Centre, actually, where I'm having a meeting with the ex. On Saturday night, I'm doing a benefit for Amnesty International, Tony.
Okay.
And it's myself, and I'll be comparing it, and there's five other comics on, and my mate Phil Powell, who is a regular listener to this show, is the man who's organising the event, so I hope it goes well. If you're not doing anything on Saturday in the Letchworth area, please do go to Letchworth Arts Centre. It's for a very, very good cause. It's for Amnesty International, who I back and support always. My friend Lara runs their bookshops. Have we talked about that before?
I don't think so, but I have met Phil, haven't I?
Yeah, you've met Phil.
Yeah.
Phil was the one who last minute just pulled out a mandola.
That's the one. Estate agent. No?
Yeah, what was that for? Was it for the 300? Was that for the 300?
I think it was the 100th, yeah.
I think it's for 300,
we
had
that cracking Indian or Italian? Italian.
Oh, yeah, we went to, the Italian. We went to L'Artista.
Yeah.
People don't need to know about all of this, do they?
That's true.
One thing I will say, though, Lara, that runs Amnesty Bookshops, is now married to a guy who's a Nottingham Forest fan. I'm a Nottingham Forest fan, and I went out with her as well in 1989.
God, you've been around.
I have. I've had two girlfriends in general. It's unbelievable. That's about that then. I think that's okay. What I'm doing this week anyway. Am I excited now though, Tony?
Yes, you are.
I'm going to try and control my excitement while you listen to this, and then I'll get ridiculously excited after it. Does that sound like a deal?
That's fine.
I'm going to say five words to you now and try not to come in my pants as I say them. Wow, y los args. Cuevas.
Allí vienen los cuervos, lloran y chillan, se ríen de mí. No tienen plumas ni alas, tampoco oídos para escuchar cuando les digo que se callen.
nunca tienen nada, nada que decir. Se sienten bien y alegres, loca, te llaman por estar junto a mí. ¿Y qué más da si tú eres mi novia? Ah, solo, solo tú. ¡Au! Eres mi novia. Escucha como sin, sin, sin clamar ni chillar. Así que al fin me das.
Go for it.
Oh, you sound sad.
I'm trying to think.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wary Los Args and Cuevos from their new album, Todo Roto, which comes out on October the 7th. One of my favourite bands ever. I am so excited. When I got the email through from Slovenly Records and a guy called Bazooka Joe, saying about this, I sent him an email back going, oh wow, fantastic, brilliant, can you please, I wouldn't normally ask for a physical album from you guys, you send us download links, but could you do me a favour, could you send me two copies of this album, one for me and one for a competition, because I know that some of you guys out there love Wary Los Args nearly as much as I do. And he said, why do you like them so much? And I went, I've liked them ever since I saw them. Well, the first time I saw them, actually, they were on the bill with Sweatmaster in Haarlem outside of Amsterdam. But the second time I saw them was at a music festival in Sardinia, where I saw them not once, but twice. And they were so good. And after the second show, Juanito Wow, the lead singer, as he walked past me, he gave me a little smile and he tickled me. Right? And I said, and that's why I had to be a fan since then. To which I got an email back, which was to the effect of, oh, something similar happened to me. When they first did gigs in the States, they flew in to Baltimore, and that's where Bazooka Joe lived. I don't think he does now, but that's where he lived. And he said, and they came round to my apartment for the night. When they got there, they brought out two bottles of absinthe. We drank them all. Then he went into my bathroom, fell over, pissed, pulled the shower curtain down, and then was sick all over the place. But yeah, that's very similar to being tickled.
Nice.
Anyway, that is it's a great new album. That was a cheeky sniffette of one of the tracks off it. This album is really good. The first album was great. The second album was very, very good. This one is brilliant. I had to listen to it last night a couple of times and just love every track on it. What is Wary Los Args Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Wary Los Args.
It is indeed. I'm not even expecting you to spell Args. It's A-R-R-R-G-H-S. Wow is W-A-U-Y-L-O-S-A-R-R-R-G-H-S, Wary Los Args. We will be playing more from them in future weeks. When we get the album, which won't be until after October the 7th, I imagine, we will do a competition for them. If it's late enough, we might make it just our big Christmas competition or get some other CDs to go with it. But trust me, you want this album. You probably can't wait for the competition. You just want to buy it. Do a pre-order via slovenly.com. Just do it. I'm going to shut up about them, shall we? Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
No, that's why I kept talking for so long. Perhaps you'd like to explain to people how they go about giving us a twat.
Yes, please do give us a twat. We've had there's quite a successful couple of weeks of twats, but alas, ran out now. So if you do have a twat to nominate, it could be someone you know, someone you've met, could be someone you've seen on television, it could be completely random, could be something very specific.
It could be someone from history.
Yes, it could be anything. Or someone from the future, if you are that way inclined. I don't know how you do it, but get creative. Email me, tony@punkyradio. I've way too many painkillers. tony@punkyradio.
I was just going to say they've kicked in.
I want the twat's name, where they're from, waistline, and the reason for the nomination. So,
waistline?
Why not? I want to know if they're big or small.
Fair enough.
It all depends on how much. Yeah, anyway, yes, email me now. Auto super thanks. Everything's wanted to.
Make sure you do send your twats to tony@punkyradio.com. Eric, if you're listening. Now, exactly. Last track this week, Band Called Flies On You. We played them a year ago. They informed me of this via email the other day. And they said, look, we've done this track, Josephine, right? And what we've done, it's been getting played all over the place. It's doing really, really well. But we brought out an EP of 10 different, it's quite a big EP, 10 different mixes of it. So they've done the single edit that I was going to play, but then I had to listen to the other mixes as well. And the thing is, you can buy the mixes you want. You can buy whichever one you want. There are basically 11 options to get this track. So I strongly recommend that you go to Flies On You's website, which is...
FliesOnYou.com?
No, FliesOnYou.co.uk. Sorry, mate, plug it into that. 5, Tony, 3. That's right, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Yes.
So I have one this week, but you can go there and you can check out the various different mixes. It would have made sense to play the single edit, so you could then go and have a listen to the other ones, but I thought, you know what? There was one of the mixes, the Cryptic Cut edit, which I thought was particularly goth. I thought, we haven't had any goth this week, so let's give this a goth remix of a kind of electro-punk number. Look at me getting all fucking accurate. oh, look at that language, Paul. So that's it. We've picked one of the mixes to play out this week. Hope you enjoy it. This is the Cryptic Cut edit of Josephine.
I could be a Jesus freak standing in a subway. Posing semi-naked for pictures. I could be a vision in your hallucination, touched by your scabby fingers. I could be a Jesus freak standing in the subway, trying to fuck your Bible. But if I were Jesus, I'd be far too busy setting up the skin and revival. Setting up the skin and revival. Setting up the skin and revival. We'll be right back.
down by a canyon, bunch of guts.
That was Flies on You and the cryptic cut edit of Josephine. There's lots of good, not only are they good mixes of the track, there's also some really good names for the mix as well, but I'm not going to tell you them. You can go and check them out via fliesonyou.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening this week. Tony, is there anything that we need to add? You can probably go through the internet stations that carry this show. How about that?
Yeah, we're on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're also on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com.
And I hope to see you at either Lakeside at Frimley Green on Friday night, or perhaps more importantly, the Amnesty International Benefit at Letchworth Arts Centre on Saturday. Thank you very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.